Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Yonatan on the line with me, and he's a chef, and he's doing some amazing things, doing New York City pop-ups, sharing meals, and joining and collaborating with other chefs. Yonatan, say hello, and let the people know what's going on.
Hey, everybody. My name is Yonatan. I'm an Israeli chef and entrepreneur. I'm so glad to talk to you today and tell you about my pop-up and all my adventures here in New York City.
The one thing about New York is the mecca of food from all different ethnic backgrounds. How are the Monday pop-ups events been going for you so far?
So far, we've been having like really great success. Always fully booked, sometimes a little too full even. And it's been really special because it's a great opportunity. You know, we're just a bunch of friends who work together. Used to work together, like friends or colleagues, that were cooking the kind of food we want to eat on our day off, which is always Monday.
Cool. So what's a great simple dish consist of at one of the pop-ups that we can enjoy?
So every time the menu is completely different.
Okay.
I can say one thing that we made in the first pop-up, super simple, that everybody can make at home. This requires a little bit of attention and sourcing the best ingredients, like we do for all our dishes,
mm-hmm.
is anchovy butter with capers. We buy every time we look for new kinds of anchovy. We chop them super fine and mix them with the best butter we can get. Top it with some deep fried capers, which we make every time. That's like one of those simple things that we really love and we'll always serve probably in every of our pop-ups. Put that over a grilled piece of bread or like a nice toast. For me, life doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, that's all right. So what are some of your favorite ingredients you like to use when cooking?
I grew up in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, I grew up in this around this Mediterranean cuisine and with really amazing produce. So I can say that I probably cook every meal I do with, there'll always be olive oil, garlic, tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
lemon. Yeah, these are like the flavors that I grew up eating.
Right.
Flavors that are part of my food and what I believe in.
Jewish food has an extensive roots of around the world in adding to the preferred cooking. Like you mentioned, the Mediterranean style. Lots of dishes from the Middle East, Spain. What would you say, or how would you stretch yourself with the various styles to keep innovative?
Well, for me, a lot of like the beginning of innovation food is in research, because I need to see what was made and in order to innovate on it. And this is a big part for me. Israel is so unique in its cuisine because it's a young country, 70 years old. And in the last 70, 80 years, people from all around the world, Jewish people from Africa, from Europe, Eastern Europe, from South America, really every point on the planet,
that's
came
right.
to Israel,
mm-hmm.
and created this really special melting pot
right.
of hundreds of cuisines. Where I grew up as a kid in a town outside Tel Aviv, where my father worked. At the time, I had a Persian neighbor. I used to, as a kid, go there every day because I loved the Persian food. It's so different from what I grew up eating. My family was originally from England and from Russia. So that's the kind of food I grew up eating at home. But I was always so curious, and I have friends from all over the place. And whenever I go and see a friend, I'd always go and just sneak into the kitchen and see what his mom is cooking. That was me as a kid. Try to innovate on that.
Right. What their mom was cooking, to what your mom was cooking, what auntie was cooking, to grandma. And just, like you said, bringing it all together. Now, for most non-Jewish Americans, if you ask them about a Jewish dish, most of them would probably say matzo ball soup, kahela bread, gefilte fish. Am I saying that right?
Right. You are saying it right.
Okay. And there are so many more dishes, including pastries, like the jelly donut. People don't even really know. And of course, my favorite, arugula. Can you share on some of your favorites?
Yes, absolutely. I think probably my favorite Israeli food, which if you look into it, like all Israeli food at its essence isn't Israeli. It's things that came from all over the world with Jewish people,
mm-hmm.
or from our neighbors and was adapted and adopted. I think my number one Israeli food would probably be falafel.
Okay.
Like falafel is, we know falafel like in one way, it's
uh-huh.
like green balls, but it's in Israel and in the Mediterranean, they have a lot of different varieties. And I think a pita with falafel and great hummus and tahini the freshly chopped vegetables and spicy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I can't get enough.
Do you have any interest in, from doing the pop-ups, opening up maybe your own restaurant?
Well, it's definitely something that's an end goal for me, to open my own restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I'm quite young, I think. I'm 26.
Right.
And I'm really enjoying the ride right now. I have this pop-up that is an opportunity for me to explore my creativity and do these things. When time comes and I feel ready to open my own full-time place, I will. But right now, I'm taking my time with it.
Right.
I have all the time in the world.
How does the vegan industry affect your business, or not really?
We're seeing more and more requests for vegan food, and vegan guests are coming, and they have more and more demand. You know, if 5 years ago, you go to any restaurant and they would have had like one vegan thing that probably has mushrooms in it, right?
Right.
It doesn't fly now.
Whoa.
The vegan crowd demand now, and they should, because right. they're becoming a bigger and bigger part of the population. And it requires us to put more and more effort in it, which I think is great for everyone. It's a very healthy way of living. I still eat meat, but I think I eat a little less than I used to.
Right.
And obviously there are restaurants like 11 Madison Park, the Three Michelin Star restaurant that decided to be vegan. That influences everyone, if we like it or not.
Right.
If they're doing it, everybody's head. Everybody knows about it. Everybody thinks about it. And we need to do some stuff as well eventually.
Yeah, especially, you know, opening up a restaurant, even if it's a specialty restaurant. I think you're saying like the vegans are like, hey, we still want a menu in your specialty restaurant. We don't care.
And exactly. Even hamburger places, they have to have a vegan burger.
Wow. Vegan. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. My mother is vegan, so I grew up.
Whoa. So what's a dish she would cook for herself?
So my mother, she is not the best cook, and my father is very good. So how it works in my house, I hope I don't get in trouble when you hear that. my father is a doctor,
uh-huh.
And when he comes back from work, my mom buys all the things she feels like eating. If it's like mushrooms or barley or these greens or that greens.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives him general guidelines, and he makes something out of them. My father is one of the best cooks I know.
Wow.
He really got me into this whole game.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, say you opened up your restaurant and it's opening night. What would your menu consist of for the appetizer, the main meal, and dessert?
Well, that's a tough question.
It's okay.
The answer to that question, I think for appetizers, like, I would love to have some raw fish always on the menu.
Okay.
Something that I love eating and makes me feel great. For entrees, I think there will always be some sort of pasta on any menu I'll make, because I'm so connected to that Italian cuisine,
mm-hmm.
after my time working with Carbone. And let's say for dessert, I think my favorite dessert forever will be creme brulee.
Okay. Well, just make sure you invite me. I will go with it. I'm not too much.
You're invited always.
Thank you. I'm not too much for the raw fish, but I'll take the rest of it with me. In your traveling all around the world, what place you found to be one of the places you say to yourself, oh my goodness, this food is really good?
Well, luckily I did a lot of traveling already. Cumulatively, like 4 months in Asia, Southeast Asia mostly.
Wow. Okay.
And I think my number one destination there would probably be Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
I went there on my own for 6 days, and I ate flavors, the intensity of flavors in Thai cuisine for me is so unique, and I enjoyed it so much. And I definitely recommend anyone who can to go to Bangkok. It's super affordable and so much fun. 24/7 town like New York used to be before COVID. It's actually 24/7. It's unbelievable.
Wow. So you're saying, you know, you're young, you're starting out, you're opening doors for other chefs as well. What inspired you to do that?
So in restaurants, when you start working, even the first like 10 years of your career, you don't get a lot of chance to innovate and to explore your creativity. You mostly do what you're told and follow the line, which is important. It's the way you learn. But I had this like creativity in mind that helped me bring up the idea for Monday. And I thought it's a great opportunity to give a chance to my good friends and colleagues. Let everybody, like our wine program was always, that doesn't have a lot of experience in like is in a wine director or something like that. We brought them along and said, yeah, pick a few wines you love, and that's what we'll serve. No questions asked.
Wow.
And the chef that did it also, I was like, guys, let's talk about it. Let's try it. But I'm open. If any dish you want to do, anything that is in your heart and you want to share with the world, let's go.
That is a blessing. That is truly a blessing. What do you think about the chef shows that have exploded on television?
I don't watch them that often, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
I feel like I live in one, which is enough for
right,
me.
Right.
Like, I see us yelling at each other. I see pans getting thrown in the air. I see food getting burned and food being tried.
Right.
I live it.
Right. That's your regular.
Yeah, that's my daily day. But I do think it's a great thing that people are interested in, that food is in the agenda more and more. I think it's very important that people have, like, interest and put effort into what they eat. And, like, all these shows, they bring awareness to dining.
Right.
But my grandparents are first generation Holocaust. My grandmother lost both her parents. For them, food wasn't what it was now. My grandfather used to tell me when I was a kid that I was always so interested with food and made such a fuss about my meals. He said that I need to eat to live and not live to eat. And look what happened, where I ended after that.
Right. What advice do you have for a chef listening to us now? What would be like the intro or the first steps that they should begin in their process of wanting to become a chef?
I think the first thing is you need to ask yourself the question if you're willing to make the sacrifice.
Okay.
The sacrifice in life. Because it's, you know, I miss weddings and birthdays, holidays with family. Friday meal with my family is something that I don't remember. I haven't done that in a while. I think that's the first question you need to start with. And the second one is just, you need to hold your knife on a cutting board and get to it.
Wow.
And be very full of intent in every movement you do in the kitchen. Always write down your thoughts. Like, notes are key. You don't really progress unless you write down and go over what you did, and then you can recap. And I think these will be the first steps.
Now, cooking has a lot of passion. How much passion goes into your preparation?
Yeah, for me, like, I operate, like, some people are very logical in their mindset. Some people are very passion-driven. I'm very, very passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, passion is my fuel.
Right.
My love to this thing and my love to... Basically, I think that there's nothing greater in life than standing in a dining room and serving food to a guest, talking to them, pouring wine. For me, it's the top joy, and that's what motivates.
Nice. A way to a man's heart is through his stomach, to be able to cook and to be able to feed him. What would you say in return being a chef?
Well, I'd say that food is a way into anyone's heart. Not only a man, a woman, a lover, a friend, family. It just brings people together.
Right.
You know, when people are not hungry and they feel nurtured, they open.
That's a good word, nurtured.
Well, Thomas Keller said, cooks cook to nurture. Okay. I take that with me.
Cooks cook to nurture. What's a Thanksgiving dinner like for you?
Well, I went to my first Thanksgiving dinner probably 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was just 6 months after I moved to the United States. Not 6 months, but even like, yeah, probably 6 months. Okay? A friend of mine from culinary school from CIA invited me to have it with his family in New Jersey. And I was mind blown how much of a family gathering it is. So long and so nice. I think it's a wonderful tradition. I enjoyed the turkey, I enjoyed the stuffing, enjoyed all the trimmings around.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward for my next one.
Oh, okay.
If everybody, anyone listening wants to invite me for a Thanksgiving dinner, I'll be there.
Okay. So with that being said, how can people reach you on social media or contact you?
So on social media, I'm most available by Instagram.
Okay.
My Instagram is Jonathan Chalicik. If anybody wants to reach out, always available.
All right, we'll post that. Well, as we say, Jonathan, we are where key players speak. So we welcome you to the key player family. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow and expand in different areas of your chef-ism, see, that's one of my cold words, right? Chef-ism.
Love it.
Then you let me know, and we will definitely be there to be one of your media partners to share in your success, especially no matter how long it may take when you open up your own restaurant.
I'll send you an invite. You're opening that, you'll be there. How about that?
I appreciate you. So thank you for stopping by and sharing your story. We appreciate it, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking the time and listening. And I'm looking forward to sharing more stuff with you in the future.
I'm always here. I'm very tangible. You got my number. You know you can just give me a call, and we'll make things happen.
I will. You know that.
All right. Take care.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.